Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Malungelo featuring superstar ME with Faithful God. And how's this for your school run? As you pick up your, it is school holidays. What am I going on about? But don't worry, I'll play you this when you get back to school. Oh, man. Well, some of us still have school runs because we got kids in preschool. So we tend to forget that children are actually on winter break currently. But if you're on winter break actually right now and you're listening, whew, what a time to be on break, right? Because the mornings are colder. I think if there's one thing that South African system got right, it's school holidays, especially because winter gets so cold. June is the perfect time. June, July, you don't need to be waking up your kids bright and early. Mine haven't been to school since Friday. Friday, they weren't at school because it was just too cold. And Auntie was like, nope, they're not going to school. But unfortunately, over the weekend, they fell sick. So then I was forced not to take them to school Monday and Tuesday. But then I was like, you know what, Wednesday. And actually, it worked because on Monday already, I could see they were looking quite good. Yesterday, I thought, okay, just last day, just to make sure they're 100% okay. And then yesterday, I took them to school. And the cutest thing, as we walked in class, there's this cute little one who's been scratching my kids. Her name is Domain. I was telling people, I can't even be angry at the little one because she's so cute. And when I walk into the class, she will smile and give me a hug and just be happy to see me. So I really, really don't complain. You know, I didn't complain. I was just like, she's just a kid after all, right? So this morning I walk in with the twins and immediately she goes, "Ooh!" She was so happy to see Ooh. I was like, oh my Dalmain, why wouldn't I like you, my baby? Because Dalmain is such a sweetheart. Now I got good news for you. Much earlier than anticipated. It is. It is. Where are you blessing? Where are you? I can't hear you, my lovey. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, perfect. Welcome back. I'm glad you're done. Blessing had a meeting earlier on, so we had to give her a bit of time. But she did estimate that she'd be done on time. So welcome in.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to have you.
Working from home today.
I can see the regalia. You're working from home this afternoon. Absolutely okay. Don't worry. Nobody can see. It's radio.
The beauty of radio.
They can't see you.
I see why you love it so much. No. And you are very good at it.
No, you can come wearing my bujwang. Nobody will ask you anything. So that's how things go. Blessing, a little birdie tells me today we're dealing with real matters. I'm saying real matters because the other day I was chatting to my brother and we're talking about being broke, and he said to me, July is coming, mean I'm gonna be okay. So it's definitely that season. But let me allow you to break it to us. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about income tax from SARS.
Income tax from SARS.
I'm trying to prepare our people. It's July. The season has come. The season is upon us for us to submit our returns at SARS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people normally, they just see an SMS. I received an SMS from SARS. What is this? What does this mean?
And these SMSs always have links, which is annoying, Blessing, because even the scammers take this time to scam us.
I wanted to also say, be careful of scammers. Don't just make sure first of all that the SMS or the email is coming from SARS. SARS is not going to give you an SMS that is going to request for your banking details. Mm-hmm. That's going to say, go and change your banking details.
Yeah.
No.
So what's important, what Blessing is saying, even if you're tricked into opening that link, once it asks for such things, shaurvis.
Most of the time, the scammers are coming saying that you've been auto-assessed, you're going to receive this amount of money, mm-hmm. but we need you to go and change your banking details. They don't come saying that. Because what they want is for you to be able to go and give in your banking details.
Oh. So they give you a portal you go to where you enter your banking details.
Go to where and you enter your banking details. And then, I don't know what they use, then they are able to tap into your account.
Sure. So, even without the CVV number?
No, with every, when you are giving them, you are going to give them because
their system is likely going to ask for a card number and a CVV.
Everything. SARS is not going to ask.
Exactly. Listen, nobody asked for that. Even the banks generally will not ask for your card number and your CVV unless you're purchasing something.
Exactly. So please be careful for scammers. They know. They've already seen that SARS is saying from the 7th up until the 20th of July, they're going to be auto-assessing people. So you're going to receive, a lot of people will be receiving auto-assessments from the 7th up until the 20th. Who are those that are getting auto-assessed? Those who are getting auto-assessed are those who... So what SARS now is doing... Actually, I think the first year they introduced this, I felt like they were taking our job. taking my money from me. But they were making things easier for the people. So there are returns that... It's easier for them because the information is available to them. First, from your employer, if you have medical aid, your recovery would have already submitted all your information to them. Pension fund, if you have pension fund or retirement with Sanlam, for example, they would have sent them all that information.
Yeah.
So they've got the information and then they just do the calculation. What I would do, they now do it.
That's what I noticed, you know, because I've been such a bad girl. I was just sharing earlier on, I never used to submit much, but I know that the company I worked for would submit for me. And then in 2023, while sitting at home, I saw an extra $2,000 on my account and I was so confused. I went and I looked and I thought, what is happening here? And I saw SARS as a reference. I was like, huh? And it was my first time ever getting something, having not even submitted.
So you see, they've taken my job, any other tax practitioner's job that normally would do that for those that they auto assess. Now there are those who have complicated things, like for example, at your workplace, if you have traveling allowance, you need to be able to submit a logbook, and SARS may not have that information yet. So you find out that for you, you're not going to be auto-assessed. So you are the one that from the 21st of October to the 20th of October, you can submit your return. You can do like, you can come to me or you can submit for yourself.
Yep.
I like Luca's face. She loves that money that's going to come.
There's always an opportunity.
So, for example, if you like people who have, you have a house, you bought a house in the assessment year, and maybe SARS doesn't know about those kind of things. Those are things that you need to disclose. You decided to rent out a house, and SARS doesn't know about those kind of things. So you may not be auto-assessed.
Oh, makes sense. So you may not be
between the 7th and the 20th, you may not receive an SMS that is saying you've been auto-assessed.
When you say auto-assessed, are you referring to those particular things that I may not have disclosed, or does SARS then not auto-assess you altogether, or does it do so only on the items divulged by these different companies.
So, for example, SARS knows those. For example, SARS, based on the information from your employer,
mm-hmm.
SARS knows those who have traveling allowances.
Yes.
So they can't calculate. They can't calculate your return without the logbook from you. So they can't auto assess you.
Oh, I get you. I get you.
There's missing, and for example, maybe you took your car for service. All those receipts are needed.
Mm.
Your petrol that you spent this whole year, those receipts are needed. You need to submit them. So staffs may not have all that information. So for you, in that category, you're definitely not going to be auto-assessed.
Sure.
But the SMS, the auto-assessment, is not the final. SARS is saying check.
Yeah, try and disclose as much as.
Yeah, check if you agree with what we are saying you are supposed to. If you're going to get a refund, check if you are happy with what we've auto-assessed. And I've had people that were owing, that came to me and said, SARS said I'm owing this much. Please help me. What's going on? And I've helped them, and we reversed it. We worked it and gave SARS the true
reflection,
reality of reflection of the profile. And then SARS came back and they paid the person. So it's not the end. I know a lot of people or somebody is excited at the fact that he's getting 5,000 rand. And only to find out, had you checked, maybe you were supposed to get 10.
You're exciting the listeners right now because it's I could get more. But does it happen? Does it happen?
SARS has overpaid you. A lot of people just get excited that, oh, I got some money I didn't plan. And then they just allow SARS to pay them without actually checking.
And does it happen? That's sad.
How do I check, Blessing? You are the one who knows.
No, but what I want to understand, Blessing, is does it happen that SARS pays me that 5,000 rand and only to find out later on, based on my submissions, that I wasn't even supposed to get that amount? That it was less, actually.
Well, I've never had a client like that, but it could be possible. I know a few that have come complaining that they were owing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a month or 2 months ago, I had a client like that who was owing, and we gave SARS the true reflection, and then they came back. The guy was owing 14,000.
Sure.
And then we changed. We looked at it. And they paid him that 14,000.
So in actual fact, it was the other way around.
It was the other way around.
From owing, and you're thinking, all I need is Blessing to get this debt off my back, only to find out not only is the debt taken off your back, but you are getting that amount you were said to be owing. Interesting.
So it's now having to make sure that you check, do the due diligence of checking on your side before you allow SARS to give you that small amount that you may have not a plan. Just make sure that. But if you don't know, please, if you don't know how to do it, don't go and spoil it.
And then for us, abanga joyelanga, you know, some of us are not even used to getting anything. Is it possible we were supposed to be getting something? It's possible.
Even more. It's possible.
Oh, okay.
It's possible. So I wanted to prepare everyone. Just make sure that you submit your returns. If you are owing, and even after we check, we find out that you are owing, please pay SARS because you are going to accumulate penalties. And I heard now there's a new thing. I still need to confirm it. I saw it in the social media that SARS is monitoring our account, seeing what is happening. If you're owing, you better pay SARS.
And then you see yourself with less money, with debits. I saw, I don't know how true that is. Then they're like, SARS starts taking the money.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of you making an arrangement to
pay
back.
And they work with the banks. They work with the banks now. So the banks have actually, the court has backed SARS that the banks can actually allow them to take that money from your account.
It's getting...
I saw a tax practitioner on TikTok saying that he had a client who said that they wiped out his account.
Ooh.
Because
it's getting trickier and trickier, kuningia and kuningia.
It's getting trickier and trickier. And I think one of the days we'll have to chat on how it is that people can improve from owing SARS, from moving from owing SARS every year to ensuring that you always get that money from SARS.
I think, I'm sorry, I might be taking you out of your notes, Blessing. But what are some of the things, perhaps, I don't know if I should put it that way, that one needs to have in order for them to submit and perhaps be eligible for some changora? Like, what is it? Is it the fact that you're just paying tax and that's it? Or are there certain things where you get, I don't know if it's the right word again, rebates out of tax? Because I know for certain.
Yeah. It's rebates, yes. Yeah. It's rebates. Also, you may find out, you know, like sometimes why people, the people who do payroll sometimes can use it a wrong threshold and wrong rebates that they are supposed to be using for your salary scale.
Okay.
Then you find out that
I pray mine is wrong so I can get
wait. Then when it gets to SARS, so let's say they used you are in a smaller threshold, but your payroll lady used a higher one.
Yes.
Right? And then when it gets to SARS, SARS now automatically corrects it to where you're supposed to be.
Oh,
that's why you'll find they get the rebate and you get a refund. Now imagine if it's the other way around, then you find yourself owing because
somewhere.
All this while you were paying less tax than you were supposed to be paying. I'm just making an example.
Yeah, it's a possibility, definitely.
It's a possibility, but I think one of the days we'll talk about the things that you can do, like I'm making an example, like having your medical aid and we'll talk about those things, not today.
Okay.
What it can help you. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Continue with your notes.
So basically, I wanted to prepare today. I think I've summarized my notes into everything that those that will be auto assessed from the 7th, people will just be getting SMSs. Up until the 20th, we'll see in the social media a lot of people.
There'll
excited.
Be a lot of noise.
Yeah, then those who are quiet will know that they didn't get any. They didn't get anything. And like I advise, just make sure that you check. For me, if you are gonna come to me to check, you're gonna pay.
so try. Is there a way though also to submit these returns? Back in the day, besides Blessing would say, our moms would go and queue at SARS the whole day.
Oh no, no need. You can do well if they're going to auto assess you. I mean, obviously, you don't need to submit it. You've accepted. You just go and click that you accept.
Oh.
But you need to make sure that you have your login details to get into your profile. If you don't have, I stand to be corrected. If you don't have login details, within a few days, SARS accepts that you're not disputing, and then they will just pay the money into your account.
Okay.
No, that is if we are getting something. Yeah. But those who are not being auto assessed, they can start submitting from the 21st of July. So you don't have to go to SARS, to a SARS branch, because they've even made it difficult. You need to make an appointment before you can go to any branch
yes.
right now. So just make sure that you have your profile.
And if you don't make that appointment, here you queue. I've been there.
No, also the disappointment is that if you don't have the appointment and you insist to go to a branch, you're going to queue there the whole day and you may not be helped.
Yep. Yep. That's true.
And at that time, we are eating on a month.
Yeah, that's true. So generally, Blessing, I think I might sound like I'm repeating myself, but generally...
Yeah.
When do I know that I should submit? Especially now with, like you're saying, your medical aides, and banks, everybody else, submitting on your behalf as well. So how do I know that these other, or do I just wait to be,
auto-assessed?
Yeah. Yes. Do I just
so for
wait?
Example, if you know that yours is not a complex one, definitely shop between the 7th and the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the SMS.
Okay.
But if you know that you have your hey, we love banama benefits.
Okay.
Obviously from the 21st, you can now either talk to your tax practitioner to do it for you, or you can if you are able to do it yourself, just make sure that you've got all the documents, submit all the documents, because sometimes we cheat ourselves by not telling SARS the things that we are doing with our money.
I'm really putting you on the spot here. What are some of the documents that one may consider submitting to SARS? Just at the top of your head.
So, for example, your RP5 that you get from your HR or payroll department, your medical aid certificate that you get with the moment that you get yourself a medical aid, there's a certificate that you will receive. Make sure that you have that. If you have investments, for example, maybe you are investing some money with Sanlam, there's a IT3 certificate that they would give you with the calculations of all your investments that you've been making. So there are people who will have a portfolio of different portfolios of investment with Momentum, Investec, all those. You need to make sure that you submit them. Pension fund, retirement fund, submit all of those. You have a traveling allowance, your logbook. You need to have been keeping record of your traveling. Mm-hmm. If you are traveling with work, going to Pretoria from Johannesburg, on a daily basis, make sure that you record your traveling, you know, because that you need to submit. And all then, if the car that you are using is the one that is registered M7Zini, you know, as the one that you're going to be using for M7, every petrol payment that you make, keep those receipts. I fight a lot with my clients sometimes who do not keep these receipts and they lose out on a lot. You take the car for service, keep those invoices. They are very vital. Very. These are going to help you in your refund that you need to get, because SARS wants to pay you back for those that are deductible. You should be able to get. Yeah. So you need to keep all. I'm mentioning a few documents. If you have a house that you bought, all those documents of the house that you bought during the assessment year, you need to have all those documents of the house. Electricity that you are paying in that house, have all those electricity, water that you are paying in that house. But you need to disclose the house to SARS. You can't just go and, you know.
So then do you submit these Blessing within that year only, and then the following year you do away with them? Or do you continuously have to submit the electricity and the water that's used within that area?
You're going to, You're going to you submit for the year that is being assessed.
Yes.
You're going to submit all the electricity bills. Then for next year, you not obviously keep the receipts. But for next year, you're not gonna use those receipts. For next year, the next bills that you're going to pay on electricity for the house, you need to submit.
All for the same house.
For the same house.
Oh, so as long as you're a homeowner, you can keep these electricity and whatnot slips.
And then when you sell the house,
the
proceeds, everything about the house, the proceeds as in how much it is that you made out of it, report to SARS. Because they will catch you out, and once they've caught you out, you're going to have to pay.
Oh, wow. Here's a message, Blessing. Good afternoon to you, Luko and Blessing, and the rest of the family members. May I please get, there's a message coming in. May I please get the clarity from our tax consultant, Blessing, about the tax year period of assessment? In other words, from which month to which month of this financial year is SARS working on? Are they assessing returns of the previous year expenses or this year?
No. So it's from the 1st of March in 2024 up until the 29th. When did the February end this year?
28th, somewhere there.
Yeah, of February this year.
Okay. I hope you're clear on that, Paul. Here's another one. Last year I was auto-assessed. Is it possible again this year to be selected again?
If you're auto-assessed last year, and like I said, your contracted work is not complex in terms of like you don't have a lot of these benefits
over times and whatnot.
That information, then you would definitely be auto-assessed.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of, Paul, it's not a matter of you're auto-assessed this year, this next year they skip you. You can still be auto-assessed, but like Blessing is saying, provided there are no complexities that make SARS says, hey, there's a lot of movement here, let's allow this person to divulge the information themselves. Or you could still be auto-assessed, but remember, you check what it is that you're being taxed for. Then you see ukuthi you agree or not. So you could still be auto-assessed, but still need to amend a lot of information regarding, I would say, your portfolio, basically.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you. That's from Paul Mzolo in Soweto. Thank you so much, Paul. So there's clarity on that one. There's clarity on that one. So, Ish, we're learning a lot. We're learning a lot, Blessing. But what's important is, if you're not auto-assessed, am I correct to say the general assumption is that there are probably question marks where you need to bring clarity to SARS?
Definitely, yeah. So just if you're not auto-assessed, from the 21st, just make sure that you've got all your documents, submit the documents to SARS, create a profile. There are people who still don't have profile. It doesn't take long, but sometimes if your documents that you are using in creating the profile, if you do them incorrectly, it will delay because SARS will not approve the profile.
Okay.
Because at the back end, you look at the documents that you are submitting. And if the documents are not correct, then they will not approve. It may take you longer.
Okay. No, that's clear, Blessing. Anything else you'd like to add?
That is all for me. And I'd just like to say, enjoy your monies, people, if you get them. If you don't cry. Just make plans to pay SARS.
but also, once you get that, chungur, or especially if you've gone and submitted, you must remember, it's a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blessing.
Also, save, sir. Don't char all of it. Save.
There's someone actually, Blessing, that said they don't spend SARS money when it comes in. They leave it there. They're like, no, don't pay it. No, it's not. But they say, I don't trust SARS. I don't want to eat SARS money. Next year, they'll say I'm old.
No,
so they must take from that money.
Yo,
I promise you. I was like, what? They said, no, I don't eat SARS money. I don't trust SARS. Tomorrow is going to say I'm owing.
Trust SARS.
I kid you not.
Let them give you your money. You work so hard. You know what? Chow that money. But yeah. Also in chowing it, be responsible. If true. You need to pay something extra, you know, pay that thing.
Mm.
Or just save it up, put it as an investment. It's going to come in handy at the end of the year.
Try and clear that debt if you've got a debt. And just don't think of next year. What if next year they say I'm owing? You can still negotiate that one. You don't have to take it lying. Mabatu, you're owing and you're like, yes, I'm owing. No. You can contest it. So thank you so much, Blessing. Really appreciate
and
your
you
time.
You can contact me. You can contact me if you need help
yes,
on
please.
My WhatsApp number.
Your number is
076-076-172-9239.
Again?
076-172-9239.
I like how you call out numbers. I don't like those 076 129. So thank you so
much. I'm totalizing.
Thank you
I'm
so totalizing. Much.
I'm totalizing.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks,
you,
Blessing. Thanks. Have a great afternoon.
Alrighty, bye.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.